Okay, let's get into this. We talk so much about content these days. You know, everyone's a creator, every brand is a publisher.
Right.
But I want to start with a bit of a reality check. I think we've hit a wall. It's what one of our sources today calls content saturation.
It's a fascinating place to start. The basic idea is that the internet has, well, infinite shelf space.
Infinite.
Think about it. Google, Spotify, YouTube, they'll just take as much as you can possibly give them. Their appetite is just insatiable.
But businesses can't keep up.
Exactly. They have a production capacity problem. They just cannot type and record and edit fast enough to fill that shelf space.
There are only so many hours in the day. You can't clone your marketing team. Or, well, maybe you can.
Ah, I see where you're going.
So today we're doing something a little different. It's kind of a theoretical experiment. We're taking a real-world tool, a very practical piece of software called Pobooka Connect.
Okay.
And we are going to see what happens when we, plug it into this industrial-grade content engine called Auto Content API.
I love this approach. It's a what-if scenario. We're taking two things that don't usually talk to each other, a database and a media engine, and just smashing them together.
Exactly. So let's set the stage, introduce the players. First up, Pobooka Connect. If you haven't heard of it, it's a contact management system for teams. It solves that absolute nightmare where, your sales guy has a client's number on his personal phone.
The marketing director has their email in Outlook, and the CEO has it on a sticky note somewhere.
Precisely. And nobody knows who's talking to whom. It's a
Yeah.
mess.
So Pobooka unifies all those address books. It's all about merging, cleaning up, and sharing business contacts across every device. It's the plumbing of business relationships, for lack of a better term.
Right, the plumbing. So that's the utility. And then in the other corner, we have the Auto Content API.
Yeah.
Now, I want to be really clear here because the word API can sound a bit scary. This isn't just a chatbot you talk to, is it?
No, and that is such a crucial distinction. The sources describe it as headless infrastructure,
Meaning what?
meaning it doesn't really have a face. It's not a website you go visit. It's more like a factory that runs in the cloud.
Okay, now for
And it
what?
takes raw data text, URLs, PDFs, and it programmatically transforms it all into broadcast quality multimedia.
So, like podcast, videos.
Podcasts, videos, articles, explainers, you name it. All at scale, just running in the background.
So, the premise for today is this:
Yeah.
Pobooka Connect has the data, the contacts, the organization, the logic.
All the raw material.
But Auto Content API provides the voice and the visuals to market and support all that data automatically.
That really is the aha moment, isn't it?
So, yeah, the mission today is to figure out how does a utility tool like Pobooka transform into a media powerhouse using this thing?
Let's get into it.
All right, section one. Let's really look at the client at Pobooka. What's their world like right now? Because looking at the docs, it seems, well, useful, but a little dry.
It is dry, but dry often means critical, you know? Pobooka Connect is solving a very, very specific pain point, the scattered database. They have this service called Contact Organizer, which, like we said, merges and enriches contact files.
Which is so useful. I mean, we've all dealt with duplicate contacts. It's a nightmare.
Exactly. And there's a testimonial in the source from Sophia Vachari. She's the operations manager at Valdis.
Oh,
She
Rebel.
talks about how they needed to link customer details so their field engineers knew who they were visiting. Imagine showing up to fix something, but you have no idea about the client's history because it's locked in someone else's email.
That's a disaster waiting to happen.
For sure.
Or George Kanios at Kafkas SA, who just needed mobile access for everyone. So the value is there. But here's the challenge for a company like Pobooka.
How do you stand out?
Yeah, how do you educate users on why organized contacts are so important without, hiring an army of people to write blog posts and film tutorials?
That's the thing. It's not enough to just have the software. You have to
Yeah.
explain it constantly. That's the mental availability problem. In this content-led growth era, you have to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
In the ear of the IT manager on their commute, on the screen of the CEO scrolling LinkedIn. And that usually takes four separate production teams, right? Video, audio, editorial, social.
And let me guess, Pobooka, like most B2B companies, probably doesn't want to burn cash on four creative teams just to explain contact merging.
Exactly. They have a budget, they have constraints, and that is where we pivot to the solution.
Okay, let's talk about the internal win first, support and onboarding. Because the sources say Pabuka has video tours and documentation, but let's be honest.
Nobody reads the manual.
When was the last time you read a software manual cover to cover?
Never. I don't think anyone does. And documentation, it gets outdated the second you publish it.
So how does the API fix this?
This is where the URL to video feature in Auto Content API becomes a total game changer.
Okay.
Imagine this. Pabuka updates a feature. Let's say it's how their Pabuka bot works in Outlook.
That's their virtual assistant.
Correct. Now, normally a person has to write a script, set up a camera, record a demo, edit it, fix the audio. I mean, it takes days.
And it costs money. A lot of it.
With the API, the system just crawls the new documentation page. It pulls out the key steps. And within minutes. It generates a 60-second explainer video with an AI avatar and subtitles walking the user through the brand new feature.
Wait, hold on. An AI avatar?
Yeah.
Is this going to look, you know, weird, like one of those Uncanny Valley puppets?
The tech has moved so fast. We are really talking about broadcast quality now. It looks like a real presenter explaining the tool. And the evidence suggests it works. The source material claims adding these videos leads to fewer support tickets.
Well, that makes sense.
And more qualified leads.
It's about reducing friction. If I can watch a quick video while I'm stuck, I'm not going to email support. I'm just going to solve my problem and move on.
Precisely. But there's another angle here that really caught my eye in the Pabuka notes. It's about compliance.
Oh, right. They mentioned Panathinaikos FC, the football club, uses them.
Yes. And their IT manager uses it to automate contact sharing. But think about the context here. A football club deals with very high-profile people.
Players, agents, VIPs.
And sharing their contact info isn't just about convenience. It's a massive security issue.
If a player's number leaks, that is a complete nightmare.
Exactly. So you have a compliance issue. But how do you get a new employee, say a new physio or a marketing assistant, to actually read a boring PDF on contact security protocols?
You don't. They'll just skim it and sign the form.
But with the Auto Content API, Pabuka could offer a feature where that compliance PDF is converted into a private podcast.
A private podcast. That sounds strangely exclusive.
But it's effective. The API has a PDF to podcast feature, so the new hire is driving to the stadium for their first day. Instead of dreading the manual, they're listening to a 10-minute audio guide generated automatically. That explains why this stuff matters.
And I have to ask again, because I'm so skeptical of robot voices, does it sound like a GPS?
Turn left to secure data. No, not at all. The API uses voice cloning and multi-speaker dynamics. It can sound like a radio show with two hosts going back and forth, a bit like us, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they can interrupt each other, use analogies. It increases retention massively. It turns internal comms into something people actually want to listen to.
That is wild. You're basically hacking the employee's brain by giving them information in the format they actually enjoy.
You're meeting the user where they are.
Okay, so that's the internal side. You make support and onboarding effortless. But let's look at the big money. Marketing. The external win.
Right.
The sources bring up a term that always makes me a little nervous. Programmatic SEO.
It does sound a bit technical, doesn't it?
It sounds like spam. It sounds like you're just generating a million garbage pages to trick Google.
And historically, you'd be right. That was the thin content trap. Companies would make 500 pages that were identical, except they'd swap out the word plumber for lawyer.
And Google hates that. It provides no value.
But the Auto Content API fixes that because it fixes the quality issue. It generates unique multimedia for every single page.
Walk me through that. What does that actually look like?
Okay, so let's say we're building the page for contact management for lawyers.
Got it.
First, the API's deep research function writes a unique text guide specifically about the pain points lawyers face. Client confidentiality, court dates, all of it. So it's not generic.
Okay, so the text is custom.
Second, the audio API generates a podcast episode where two AI hosts discuss contact management specifically in a legal context. And third, the video API creates a vertical short for mobile users summarizing, say, the top three tips for lawyers.
So on one page, you have custom text, custom audio, and custom video, all for that one specific niche generated automatically.
Exactly. And this triggers a huge ranking factor for Google called dwell time.
Dwell time. That's just how long I stay on the page, right?
Right. If you land on a wall of text, you might leave in 10 seconds. But if there's a podcast player there, you might hit play and listen for 5 minutes while you organize your desk.
And to Google, that looks like a high-quality page.
Yes. You aren't just spamming keywords, you're creating a genuine resource.
That is incredible leverage. You're basically building a little media empire for every possible customer segment you can think of.
And it doesn't stop with SEO. The other massive external win is what the source calls newsjacking, combined with social intelligence.
Newsjacking. I love that term. That's just jumping on a trend, right?
Yep. Pabuka is in the business sector, and trends change fast. Maybe there's a new GDPR ruling or a data privacy scandal.
Or just a conversation on LinkedIn about networking tips that's going viral.
Exactly. But usually by the time a marketing team sees the trend, writes a script, gets approval, films something, the trend is over. It's next week.
The moment is gone.
That's the latency problem. But the API can use a reaction loop. It connects to data feeds from X and Reddit. It just monitors for triggers.
So it's listening.
It's listening. So yeah. Imagine this workflow. The API detects a spike in conversations about GDPR compliance for contacts. That's the trigger. Immediately, the auto content engine generates a market alert video or maybe a LinkedIn audio post explaining how Pabuka solves this very specific new problem.
And this happens. How fast are we?
You're talking minutes, not days.
Wow.
Which allows Pabuka to ride the wave of these conversations while they're still happening. It positions them as a thought leader who is on the pulse of the market.
That speed is terrifying and amazing at the same time. But I have to play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
We're talking about thousands of videos, podcasts, deep research reports. This sounds incredibly expensive. If I'm the CFO of Pabuka, am I having a heart attack right now?
You would think so. But this is where we get to the jaw drop moment. Let's talk about the economics.
Hit me with the numbers.
Okay. In the traditional model, producing a single podcast episode, minimum, costs you anywhere from $150 to $500.
And that's doing it cheap.
That is doing it on a shoestring budget. A professional agency would charge way more. With Auto Content API, the source lists the cost at roughly 10 cents to 2 euros.
Wait.
That's 10 to 200 credits.
10 cents.
10 cents for a podcast episode.
That doesn't even compute. And a short video.
Instead of $300 for a freelance editor, you're looking at about 4 euros.
That's not just cheaper. That is a completely different economic model. It changes the physics of marketing.
It's pure cost arbitrage. And the implication for a company like Pabuka is huge. It means they can afford to fail.
What do you mean by afford to fail?
Well, when a video costs you $500 to make, you need it to be a hit, right? You stress over every little detail. You become risk averse.
Yeah, of course.
When it costs 4 euros, you can test 100 different angles. Try a funny one, a serious one, a data heavy one. You just throw them all out there and see what sticks.
It's creative testing at scale.
Mm.
You could just brute force the algorithm with quality content until you find a winner.
Exactly. And because Pabuka already has that enterprise mindset, they talk about integrating with line of business software.
Right. I saw that. They are used to plugging things together.
They're not afraid of APIs.
Right.
This fits right in. It connects with tools like Zapier and Make.com. It's built for that world.
So here's a vision for you.
Yeah.
This wasn't explicitly in the manual, but I think it fits perfectly.
Go on.
What if Pabuka baked this in to their product? Imagine an enterprise feature. You have a meeting with a VIP client. Their info is in Pabuka, but you have no time to research them.
Okay.
What if the system automatically generated a who is who audio briefing for the sales rep right before the meeting?
That is a brilliant application. You connect Auto Content's briefing documents feature with Pabuka's contact data.
So I'm walking into the lobby. I put my earbuds in.
And you get a 2-minute audio file. Here's John Doe. He just posted about AI on LinkedIn yesterday. His company's stock is up 2%.
Yep.
Oh, and he went to the same university as you.
And I didn't have to do any of that research. The software just did it for me.
That moves Pabuka from being a database, which is a commodity, to being an intelligence partner.
Right.
And that is sticky. Clients don't leave that. You're giving them a superpower.
That segues perfectly into the last piece of this puzzle. Deep research and thought leadership. Auto Content markets itself as a Notebook LM API alternative.
Right.
We've seen Notebook LM. It's great for summarizing docs you already have. But how does this help Pabuka grow?
Well, the deep research agents in the API are fascinating. They don't just write text based on what they already know. They browse the live web.
So they can go to the Financial Times or SEC.gov.
Exactly. They read reputable sources, which is key because it reduces those AI hallucinations.
Okay.
So imagine Pabuka could send a weekly networking trends audio digest to all of its subscribers, fully automated. Sourced from the latest business news.
So I'd subscribe to Pabuka not just to manage my contacts, but because every Monday morning they send me a custom podcast telling me what's happening in the world of business networking.
It positions Pabuka as a guru, a thought leader. And the best part is, no human at Pabuka had to write or record any of it. The agent did the reading, the engine wrote the script, and the voice cloning did the talking.
It really just changes the definition of what a software company is.
It does. I think we're looking at a shift from software as a service to services media.
Services media. I like that. So, okay, let's wrap this up. We've explored how a contact manager, Pabuka, can transform from this, you know, static database into a dynamic media company.
We have. And for me, the key takeaways are pretty clear.
Go for it.
First, it's about transformation, not just generation. We're not asking the AI to invent fiction. We're taking Pabuka's existing assets, their docs, their compliance files, and just transforming them into video and audio.
The second is global reach. We didn't touch on this enough, but the API supports over 50 languages. Pabuka is a global tool.
Instantly.
They can have their podcasts and videos in Spanish, German, Mandarin instantly, which is huge.
It just solves the localization problem overnight.
Yeah.
And finally, there's the agentic web. This idea that we're moving toward a future where AI agents read content and create content for other agents.
Pabuka organizes the data. Auto content spins up the media to explain it.
Yep.
That's it. It leads to a bit of a provocative thought to end on, I think.
Okay.
If Auto Content API allows a brand to publish hourly across all formats, podcasts, videos, articles, with literally zero human intervention, and Pabuka organizes all the human contacts.
I see where you're going with this.
Are we moving toward a world where the software does all the talking, the software does the listening, and the humans? We just manage the address book.
It's a valid question. When the content is automated and the organization is automated, the human role becomes purely about strategy and relationship. All the busy work is just gone.
So the question is, what do we do with all that free time?
Maybe we finally have time to actually call the people in our Pabuka address book.
Actually talking to humans. What a concept.
Imagine that.
So for everyone listening, here's your challenge. Look at your own business. Look at your boring documentation, your FAQs, your compliance PDFs, and just try to imagine them as a hit podcast.
Because apparently for 10 cents, they can be.
It's worth a look. Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.